Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire, Charles Solomon, and Tim Cogshell. We begin with the Marvel superhero film Black Panther, starring Chadwick Boseman, Ryan Coogler, the director and co-screenwriter. Tim?
Well, this is an outstanding movie in that Marvel superhero movie kind of way, and for all of those Marvel superhero movie reasons, but it's much better than that for other reasons. It's got a lot on its mind. Not white people, interestingly enough. It's mostly thinking about black folks and how we need to get along together. And Michael B. Jordan walks away with this movie.
It is a big blockbuster, and it's thrilling in that regard, but it also has the indie film sense of character development, and the beats are really different, and it's shot beautifully, and it's an incredible cast. It's intense, though. It's thrilling, but very intense.
Yeah. I agree with Tim. I think Michael B. Jordan just walks away that he's so charismatic, so dynamic, very powerful film.
Black Panther, rated PG-13 in wide release. Early Man, animated film from the guy behind Wallace and Gromit and Chicken Run, Nick Park, and his Aardman Studios. Eddie Redmayne's voice stars in Early Man. Charles?
A wonderfully silly spoof of sports movies, of caveman movies. It includes everything from a tribute to Ray Harryhausen to terrible puns about Stone Age versus Bronze Age. A huge giggle and a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is kind of minor Aardman compared to Chicken Run or Shaun the Sheep, but it's a lot of fun and I laugh the whole way through.
Early Man is rated PG. Nick Park, the director, it's in wide release. Double Lover, a French thriller from writer-director Francois Ozon. It's adapted from a Joyce Carol Oates novel and stars Maureen Vachter. What do you think, Tim, of Double Lover?
Yeah, Ozon adapting Joyce Carol Oates is kind of funny now that I think about it. But this movie is very, very good. It's so sharp. It's hard to know exactly what's going on, but I think he wants it that way.
It is an impeccably crafted guilty pleasure. Beautifully acted, beautifully shot. I never knew where it was going, and I dug it. This movie is nuts.
Well, and you mentioned all the directors. You felt like the influences.
Yes. There's a lot of Hitchcock, a lot of De Palma. Eventually, there is Cronenbergian body horror. So something for everyone in Double Lover.
And is any of this sort of dark, comedic, or just straight?
You know, it's mostly sort of straightforward stuff. This young woman who's having all kinds of issues with herself and her body and her relationship, and she meets this psychologist, and then things just kind of go literally sideways.
It's sexy and dark and weird, yeah.
Double Lover is the film, the French thriller written and directed by Francois Ozon. It's unrated. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A., Lemley's Playhouse Pasadena, and selected other theaters in Southern California. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for Film Week.